Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Welcome to my last story in the series, The Raising of the Dead, where a stick is not going to bring back the dead. It will take a real man of God with a real heart of prayer to move God's hand. So step into the second part of my story. The woman was standing in front of Elijah as Gehazi, the servant of Elijah, departed with Elijah's staff. The woman did not like this solution. "Oh, man of God, I'm not going anywhere without you." Elijah got up, put on his coat, and the two of them started on the journey back to her home. Gehazi met Elijah and the woman on the trail. It was not good news. "Elijah, I did as you told me. I touched the face of the dead boy with the staff, but nothing happened. The boy is surely dead." The three of them continued on their journey until they reached the woman's house. When Elijah arrived, he found the body of the boy laying on his bed in his upper room where he would normally sleep. He cleared the room and shut the door, so it was just him and the boy. Elijah laid in the child, mouth to mouth, eye to eye, hand to hand, and stretched out over the body. The body became warm. He walked out of the room for a time and returned once again and stretched over the child. Only this time the boy sneezed 7 times and then opened his eyes. He called the woman upstairs and said, "Take your resurrected boy." She fell at Elijah's feet and thanked him for the life of her son. Then she picked him up and walked out the door. As I close out my series, I hope you catch this perspective that a man of God will move the hand of God even to raise the dead back to life. God's power is not limited by any means, but in every story, it requires a man of God to call on God directly. The prayer of a godly man will change the world. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.